Okay, I'm with Simon, Chairman of Farnborough. Simon, lots of things going on at the moment. Are you looking forward to next season?
Yep, massively. I think we've made a few changes in the close season, and I'm convinced that it's for the best of the football club. A lot of people probably raising eyebrows about opportunity to go full time and changing the manager, but I'm confident that that's the right thing for the club.
Are you confident that you're going to be up there again next season?
Well, it's not all about that this season. You know, we've had a very successful four seasons where we won two titles and finished in the losing in the playoffs for the other two years. But we're now looking at a 5-year plan for the club, and if we have to step back and regroup, then so be it.
Well, what motivates you to be a chairman? Why did you get involved in the first place?
It's a long story, but I pretty much got involved by default, really. But the club's in my blood now, and I'm going to do whatever I can to make this club sustainable and successful. So it's a very difficult job being a chairman of a club, as you all know more than most of us. And it's you feel a sense of civic duty, and I enjoy what I do. You do take a lot of flack. I'm sure I can make a success of it.
Yeah, I mean, you said sustainable and successful at the in the same sentence, which is something that we all struggle to achieve. How far do you think Farnborough can go whilst achieving both in combining the two?
Well, I think Farnborough's got massive potential. Knowing the local area, there's 4.5 million people within a 10-minute drive of the ground. We've got 12,000 residents on their doorstep. But Farnborough also has never been a well-supported club, so it's down to me to market the club correctly and try and get people through the gate and people supporting the local club, and I think I can do that. So, no, I think it's got bags of potential, and I'll do my best to fulfil it.
What sort of changes are you planning in terms of the playing squad?
Well, we've got a new manager in. New managers always have their own ideas. I think there'd probably be maximum one or two players left from last season, which is in some respects a little bit disappointing, because we had a fantastic season, great players last year, but we've gone full time, and a lot of those players weren't suited for full time football. But it's all change. I trust the manager I brought in. I'm going to back him. I've brought him in, and he'll do a job, and I'm convinced he will do. So we'll be okay next year.
Who? Give me a name or two that you're targeting.
Well, I can't do that because the manager, we'll probably sign, I think, 6 or 7 players next week. I think that'll put the supporters' minds at rest, because the calibre of players that we sign will be good. Different type of player to last year, perhaps, younger, hungrier, not perhaps as experienced as last year, but I think that's the future of the club,
And who do you think is going to be your main rivals next season?
Oh, it's going to be a tough league next year. I mean, Truro coming into it, Salisbury are full-time, they won the league well. Woking look like they're doing good business. Haven't signed a few good players. Boreham Wood have signed 2 or 3 of their, better players from last year. So, it's a level playing field, I think, next year.
Yeah. Anything that what are you going to do differently next year then to make that step?
We threw the kitchen sink at it last year. We probably, player for player, had the best squad in the league last year, arguably. But whether we were the best team or not is another matter. Obviously not, because we didn't get promoted. We've had a little think at Farnborough about, where we're going to be. We want to get into the Conference National, but, we want to get in there with a sustainable structure. And, we might have to take one step back to go 2 steps forward.